This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Peter Griffin.
No, I'm kidding. It's Captain Kickass.
It's a good impression, though.
I've been working on it a little bit. Yeah,
okay.
I'm not quite fluent with Peter Griffin yet, but, you know, I've been throwing him into my daily, sessions where I talk to myself every now and again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm familiar with those. So Family Guy recently announced that they were going to sort of put a stop to the gay jokes, which I found interesting because Family Guy, this is sort of like South Park. They've always just sort of ripped on everyone.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Equal opportunity comedians.
Yeah. But speaking of that, I found today a fascinating news item about a woman evidently attempting to sue her ex-husband for $600,000 because he came out as gay.
What, violation of contract or something?
They're not married any longer.
Okay.
So...
did he come out after the divorce?
I think he came out during... No, he came out as a... cause of the divorce.
Okay.
So the story's really fascinating and very humorous. So let's get right into it. An unnamed woman in Cape Town, South Africa, tried to sue her husband for coming out as gay 2 months before their sixth anniversary. So yeah, they were still married when he came out as gay.
Okay.
I have to dispute the terminology here, though, because if you've been married for almost 6 years, you're not gay. You're bisexual, perhaps.
One would think so, at least.
So she sought 9 million South African rand, which is roughly $600,000, for emotional pain, psychological trauma, and loss of income. Was he her income? I didn't really notice that part when I read it initially.
Was she supplying the financial base for the family?
I don't know, but if she lost her income because of... her divorce, it's...
oh, so it sounds like he was the breadwinner.
Yeah, so she was a glorified prostitute.
I mean, we all are in some ways, right?
Sure. Judge Mark Scher said that the wife's extraordinary sum was based on the husband allegedly misrepresenting that he was a heterosexual man just so that he could have kids in a monogamous different-sex marriage. And again, I have to point out that, you know, if you're having children in a different sex marriage, your gay card has been revoked. You might be bisexual, but I think at that point, you're at least not gay while conceiving those children.
Right? Yeah,
and if you can flip it off like that, then immediately after coming out, the couple no longer live together as man and wife. Now, here's an interesting tidbit. In her 368-page summary filing, the woman revealed explicit details of her ex-husband's highly private and personal communications.
Oh, okay. This should be fun.
Including his private internet browsing history, WhatsApp chats, and a conversation with a priest. 368-page summary filing.
That's a lot of pages.
I can't imagine. I can easily imagine a woman who is just angry enough to sit there and type up that number of pages.
Yeah, or go collect all that data from, like, go and, like, search the husband's account on, you know, his email and all that stuff, all his social media.
Yeah, this is a woman on a mission, man. The judge calls...
hell hath no fury, right?
Clearly. He called the wife's lengthy document an abusive process and devoid of relevance, as she included the proverbial kitchen sink in her details merely to cast doubt on her husband's honesty. But none of the details explained why she sought over $500,000 for the trouble.
Yeah, I'm thinking this can't be the first time this has occurred, right? This isn't like an historical, you know, divorce. It's the suit that's probably the historical part, right? But I'm just thinking this can't
like
be the first marriage to end because somebody came out as something, you know, that...
I would be stunned if it was the first marriage, yeah.
So I wonder what happened in all of those other cases, right?
Well, they didn't have
what makes this one so special that it's worth $600,000, right?
Right. Well, nothing, really. It's just a borderline psychotic woman who feels scorned and is seeking an unreal amount of money from her ex-husband. Although South Africa has legalized same-sex marriage, a 2016 study found that 72% of its residents consider same-sex sexual activity to be morally wrong. The woman's lawyer will appeal the judge's ruling, but more interestingly, according to this news article, this case shows how homophobia hurts both gay and straight people. I don't think this necessarily makes the woman homophobic. She divorced a dude for coming out as gay. And she's crazy, certainly.
And probably upset, right? You know, anger's got to be fueling her. You know, she's going to be in a fit of rage, right?
Yeah, it fueled 368 pages of just random nonsense.
I wonder if she was like, I wonder if I can get 400, right? Why 368?
Yeah.
You know?
I thought, never having really tried to sue anyone, I didn't think you were supposed to present evidence at that particular juncture of a case anyway, right?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with how that all works, so.
I'm not either. But we've also got other crap to talk about coming up. A Blizzard insists that they're not going to unban the Fortnite player who said, you know, support Hong Kong or something during one of their live streams. Someone in the government is upset because the people in a community, the people of Maryland, don't want a thin blue line flag raised at its police department. So that's no surprise there. You've got an awesome list of places throughout the world that are revolting against their governments or are engaging in civil unrest.
Yeah, there seems to be. And I guess my thought on it, just the headline, I haven't read the article, but was just that it's all these places are having this like simultaneously. Right. So it's almost like a movement in and of itself to have civil unrest, you know?
Well, isn't there some sort of, I mean, it's a quack theory, but isn't there some sort of collective consciousness theory that would suggest that we would see all of these things rising at the same time?
Perhaps.
Yeah, I'm not familiar enough with it to say. I was hoping one of you would be.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not schooled in quack psychology.
And I get bored, man, and I hang out with some interesting people.
Oh, I cruise the internet, and I go down the rabbit hole. I find myself at some real interesting places sometimes. I'm like, how did I get into this paper on quantum physics? I didn't understand any of it, really. I'm not that kind of a nerd, but...
And evidently, this has not been my experience, but according to the USA Today, evangelicals are upset with Trump's policy on Syria, saying that it is a death zone and we're complicit. So maybe we could see the rise of the anti-war movement on the Christian right. I don't see that as particularly likely because it, you know, kind of... It's interesting to watch these Christians, though, the hardcore Trump Christians, engage in this sort of delicate balancing act between their professed religion and their state religion.
Well, yeah, and how they think that one religion can control the other or have some effect on the other. My advice to them is, you know, whatever they don't like about the administration, they should just pray about it.
Yeah, that'll be effective. Sure.
Course, I mean, as effective as it ever is, right?
Right, yeah. Which is totally ineffective, in my opinion. But hey, there have only been countless scientific studies showing it to be ineffective. But what do I know? But it would be nice, you know, for the evangelicals, because Jesus was, by his own words, a peacekeeper, right? He was not a fan of war and nuclear bombs and bombing people in foreign countries.
Yeah.
He certainly wouldn't be a fan of Syria. But I don't think what they actually mean is withdrawing from Syria or anything like that. I think they want more involvement. So we'll have to get into that to find out. It's going to be interesting regardless, because I'm not aware of the religious right in the United States agreeing on much. But if indeed evangelicals are criticizing the Trump policy in any manner of his foreign policy, given that the American government's foreign policy is just war.
Yeah, I'm down for less war all across the board. I can't believe that, you know, the number one cause of war, right, purveyor of war. It's always, it seems to be religion, right? You know, religion seemed to be the backbone, or at least, God is telling me that we should go to war, you know, that kind of a thing.
Well, I think it's used to justify it to the masses, but I don't think that, you know, I don't think the U.S. government got involved in Iraq or Afghanistan for religious reasons. Not really.
Well, no, but claims were made after that, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. 855-450-3733. Do you want the wars to stop, or do you want to kill more people like most Americans do?
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years. With experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Divvy is crypto made easy. Anyone can use Divvy to securely and seamlessly spend, earn, store, or exchange digital money, the U.S. dollar, and euros. Divvy is fast. Transactions happen in seconds with fewer fees. While other altcoins are languishing, the Divvy price has risen substantially against BTC. Now's the time to make a switch to Divvy or make your start with cryptocurrency with Divvy. Visit DivvyProject.org. Divvy is crypto made easy. Plus one-click master notes. DivvyProject.org. Again, DivvyProject.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
Gray.
and Captain Kickass.
And I have to tell you about local.bitcoin.com because it's where I buy and sell almost all of my Bitcoin Cash. It's a non-centralized, decentralized, well, it is centralized, I guess, because it's there on local.bitcoin.com. But okay, moving on. So there's no ID requirements, none of that crap like you get with Coinbase, having to submit your ID and having to submit a selfie and all that. Particular buyers and sellers may require that, but local.bitcoin.com doesn't. All communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted, and the keys to those chats are deleted after the trade completes, 7 days after the trade completes. So finally, we have a global trading platform that respects our privacy, and you can use payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. The Bitcoin Cash is held in a blind escrow in a smart contract on the Bitcoin Cash blockchain, and if you use it properly, yeah, there's really no chance of getting screwed over. So go check it out. It's local.bitcoin.com. Now, I've got to dive into this story about the evangelical right, because it's vague at best, based on the headline, what exactly has evangelical Christians upset with Trump? I thought he was, you know, their second coming. You know, that's generally the perception I get of the Christian right, is that, you know, Trump is Christ.
Yeah, I have a word for those people. They're called Trumpansies.
Yeah, that's a good word for them. It's fascinating because so many of these same people accused Barack Obama of being the Antichrist.
Mindless Obamatons.
What's their gripe?
I don't know.
Why don't they like him anymore?
Well, I'm sure they do, but we'll have to get into that. Coming to us from the USA Today, when Basami Shock heard that Vice President Mike Pence had secured a ceasefire in Syria, one that included protections for religious minorities, he felt a wave of optimism that his family back home would be safe. But in the weeks since that deal was announced in Turkey, Ishak's hometown in northern Syria has nearly emptied, with Christians and Kurds fleeing amid fears of persecution by Turkish-backed militia. When he announced the ceasefire, Pence emphasized Turkey's commitment to shield religious and ethnic minorities in the region. Now, Turkey doesn't do that in Turkey, do they?
I have no idea.
I haven't ever heard anything positive about religious disagreement in Turkey. It is probably not as bad as Singapore, but it's also not good from what I've heard. But Ishak and others say that extremist paramilitary groups have not adhered to the brokered deal, continuing their attacks and terrifying residents in their path. Have either of you followed the mess in Syria with the Turkish government invading or whatever it is that they did?
I am not following that. The more I get involved with sort of being a libertarian, the less I care about what other governments do to other governments and, like, who's involved, you know.
Well, I feel care bad because
it's always the people
who get screwed over in those sorts of contests between states.
It's low on my priority list of things to pay attention to, you know.
I think at one point I cared a lot about that stuff, but, like, moving somewhere amongst other like-minded people, I begin to care less because I feel like, you know, there's not much I can do about that. But, like, actually going and migrating with other people who feel the same, you know, that's the way I can care about it.
So you're referring to the Free State Project and its goal of bringing liberty-minded people to the state of New Hampshire, and that sort of has this net effect of just sort of inoculating you against what's happening in the wider world?
I've shut the wider world off based on that, yeah.
Okay.
Well, it happened for me basically when I stopped watching regular television, right? Even cable for that matter. Like, I cut the cord. I'm an early cord cutter.
Oh, yeah, same here.
And so I just download the programs that I want to watch off of, you know, the downloading websites, right? Use a VPN, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Fear TV.
Yeah, but, like, I've no longer...
Pirate Bay. It's whatever.
Yeah. Those types of sites.
Right.
But as far as...
If the Pirate Bay isn't a honeypot these days, and that's... Open for dispute.
It is. But as far as paying attention to, you know, what other governments do to other governments in other lands, I'm no longer being force-fed that by way of the nightly news or the morning news or the afternoon news or the news blurbs in between the things that I'm trying to watch, telling you what's coming up on the news that have annoyed me for really most of my life until I cut the cord. And then I'm like, I am free.
It probably feel better a little too, right?
A little bit, yeah.
So what do you do about it bombarding you on social media?
I just scroll past it.
Okay, yeah, fair point.
But I mean, it's a pretty tight window of social media, so.
It's still essentially the same effect, though, as the whole coming up on the news at 9 thing. I mean,
it is, yeah.
You would just do the real-life version of scrolling past that, which would be to, like, tune it out, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, the television, though, is like, it's the babysitter, right? It's the zone box, right?
It is.
Yeah. You stare at it, and it glows at you, and you're just sort of mesmerized by it. It's literally the definition of hypnotism.
Releasing those dopamine shots.
Yeah. And so you get a little bit more choice with social media than you do with traditional television, right? With traditional television, you just sit there and stare at it because you're too lazy to pick up the remote or go over to the TV and push a button, right? So you just let it, you know, have its effect on you, whether you want to or not.
GCN got it. But yeah.
My bad.
On the button. Good job.
Yes. Well done.
You're not wrong, though. I've noticed I cut the cord, I think, in like 2007, 2008. I mean, I was young when I did this simply because it was, you know, Netflix was becoming more and more prominent. I could just download things I wanted to watch. And the TiVo existed. The DVRs and the TiVo programming and all of that started coming into fruition, which made it. It wasn't exactly cutting the cord initially, but it allowed me to skip everything I didn't want to watch and only watch these shows that I did, and even then skip the commercials.
Yeah, I'd say once I installed Adblock for the first time, any commercial I ever heard anywhere, I was like, this is crazy. Why am I listening to this?
Yeah, it always jars me to sit down at a computer that doesn't have, like, Adblock Plus installed,
yeah.
And I, like, go to YouTube and it starts playing ad. I'm like, what is this? YouTube has ads now?
It's an interesting experience. I know, I don't remember who it was. It was somebody on, you know, probably, you know, either in the Bitcoin world or in the libertarian world that sort of gave the advice of try to do more things on purpose. You know what I mean? Try to be more selective and interactive with the things that you consume. And I directly applied that to media. Right? I love movies. I love TV shows. So, like, I'm going to continue watching them. But if I can get them without commercials and without, you know, being force-fed news and stuff, I'm a much happier dude.
Interesting. I found that to be sort of a double-edged sword is the term I'm looking for in regard to the trackers on the internet and things like that. On the one hand, I don't get served. My behavior isn't being constantly monitored by corporations that I can't control. But on the other hand, I will get an ad for Tampax followed by an ad for dishwashing detergent and Ziploc bags and just random nonsense that I'm never going to buy.
Right.
So 855-450-3733.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Do you have a qualified plan, an IRA, 401k, 403b, or some other type of investment account? Would you like to learn how the ultra-wealthy take their investment accounts and make them legally 100% tax-free? Have your money liquid and invest in literally anything you want to, completely tax-free with the blessing of the IRS. And no, it's not a Roth. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump says he doesn't really know ousted U.S.-Ukraine ambassador Marie Yovanovitch.
I really don't know her, but if you look at the transcripts, the president of Ukraine was not a fan of her either. I mean, he did not exactly say glowing things. I'm sure she's a very fine woman. I just don't know much about her.
The president speaking at the White House. Now, the transcripts from the deposition that Yovanovitch gave from the White House impeachment inquiry were also released today. It's a banner day on Wall Street with all three major indexes notching new records. The Dow was up 115 points to close at a record high of 27,462. The S&P added 11 points to finish at a record 3078. And the NASDAQ gained 47 to end the session at 8433. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about anything that is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Gray.
And the Captain.
And I want to tell you about the Edge wallet. It's the mobile wallet that I use for storing cryptocurrency. I don't usually use it to spend cryptocurrency. I usually send it to Coinami for that because Coinami is horrible, but is at least good at that. But the Edge wallet, it can be used to buy and spend cryptocurrency.
I've used it.
It's an awesome mobile wallet. It's available on both iOS and Android. And you can use it to buy, sell, trade, and hold cryptocurrencies. It's user-controlled. You always have your own money. There's none of that 14-word recovery passphrase crap. You log in with a username and password. Don't forget your password, by the way, because you don't have one of those 14-word things to recover it in the event that you do. But, yeah, it's an awesome wallet. It's been used here in Keene by the homeless population to make purchases at, like, one of the stores here that accepts cryptocurrency, which is just fascinating on so many levels. Yeah. Apparently, the homeless people will walk in and ask to use one of the employees' phones to access their Edge wallet. They will log in with their username and password, and they'll make a purchase. That's amazing. And it wouldn't be possible if they had to carry around one of these 14-word recovery phrases.
Right. So the wallet almost exists in the cloud, and the app is just the gateway?
I'm not sure exactly how that works.
I mean, that's how websites work, right? I can go to from one computer to another computer, go to whatever.com, log in with my username and password, and I'm in, right? So it seems
that's
like,
a good question, like on a whole different device.
Yeah.
But you can do that with the Edge Wallet, certainly.
So, like, I can log in on, if you have Edge Wallet on your phone, I can use my username and password and log into my account?
Yes.
Wow.
That's easy.
But what I find curious about that is, you know, it is user-controlled. You always have your own funds. So is it that private keys are being generated based on the username?
Yeah, that's interesting. I'd have to ask somebody.
That's pretty deep.
With a much broader knowledge.
It's a fast wallet.
Well, yeah, it is.
I use it daily.
It's an awesome wallet. We know the guy who makes it, so we can actually ask him these questions at some point. So
nice.
Go check it out. It's edge.app. It's the best. Well, I don't want to say the best, but it's a really good mobile wallet.
Their support is responsive also.
Are they? I've never had calls to use it.
I haven't either, but I've seen that others have, and they're Johnny on the spot.
Yeah, I actually have. I was having a problem when you log into, there's like almost a status bar that goes across the top,
yes,
it's syncing up.
And sometimes it does nothing.
Yeah, mine would never complete. It would get, 80% of the way over to the right and just never complete. I opened a ticket. I had an email from them the next day. They actually wanted me to do a screen grab, so I did that. I uploaded it to them, and within, 48 hours or something, it was fixed.
What turned out to be the cause of that? Do you know? Because that's pretty much what mine is doing right now. I just don't.
They didn't give me an RFO, but they were just like, "Hey, we found the problem. We fixed it. You want to test it again?" And I did, and like it was good. They closed the ticket, and I'm a happy man.
And that's pretty good for a free application.
Yeah, for something that cost me nothing that I do like to use.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear it. So as talked about, or as alluded to in the show titles for those watching at twitch.freetalklive.com and dlive.lrn.freetalklive.com, an ex-gay group has descended upon Washington, D.C. to lobby against LGBTQ rights. And that was the title I went with, Beware the Ex-Gay Agenda, right?
What is an ex-gay?
Well, that's fascinating that you ask that, evidently. It's a person who used to be gay, but no longer is, apparently.
Huh.
Now, I'm looking at the picture here of these people, and I see your typical white evangelical Christian at the forefront, and then a lot of people who are almost certainly gay, but who don't admit to being gay.
Don't forget the good old red, white, and blue squeezed in there.
Oh, yeah. They got to have the flag. So a group of people from across the country who formerly identified as gay and transgender have descended upon Washington this week to share their stories and lobby against two proposed LGBTQ rights bills. The group is made up of 15 members of Church United and Changed, two California-based organizations. Can California just keep itself to itself, please?
No, they can't.
This crap is so Californian. They seek to provide community for and protect the rights of, quote, formers, individuals who formerly identified as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. The bill the group is lobbying against, better known as the Equality Act and the Therapeutic Fraud Prevention Act, both have been supported by just about anyone. Well, the first one, the Equality Act, that's really only supported by status. I don't support it. I think if a business doesn't want to do business with you, then they shouldn't be forced to.
I agree.
Well, most people don't, and they want the Equality Act to encompass.
I just hate the word equality.
Yeah.
Right? Because nobody is equal, right? I mean, nobody. Not even identical twins are equal. They might be identical physically, but they're not equal in their personalities, right? One might be really gifted at playing the piano. The other might be gifted at math, right? So
that would be congruence,
right?
Rather than equality.
Right.
I mean, they can be good at different things.
I think that there's not enough individuals or individualism in the world, and so that's why I call myself an individualist, right? I want to encourage people to be individuals, right?
Absolutely.
You no longer have to be embarrassed about riding a moped down the street if it's what you really want to do, right? You know what I mean? Like, it's not...
haters, man.
Do what you think is best for you, and if anybody else laughs at you, hurl the middle finger in their general direction.
Good advice. So the Equality Act, if passed, would update federal civil rights legislation to ban discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity in employment, housing, public accommodations, jury service, education, and federal programs. Boy, that is a long list. And again, I don't care if it passes or not. If somebody doesn't want to hire me or doesn't want to do business with me because of how I identify or how I present myself or whatever reason.
It's just so childish. They won't bake me my, you know, cake or whatever, right? And now they want to cry to, you know, people with guns to go force people to bake. How about you just go find a vendor that will bake your cake?
I think that programming starts pretty young, like when you're in school, early on. Don't ever sort any problems out between you and Johnny. Always come get the teacher.
That's true. They don't ever encourage you to, like, sort of, hey, did you go and ask him why he hit you or something? Like, you know, if you got into a fight on the schoolyard, you're right.
Go straight to the mediator.
Which is unfortunate because, I mean, the direct person-to-person communication would be far more effective.
Almost every time, yeah.
And so with just being an adult. Oh, okay, you don't want to bake me a wedding cake. Okay, well, I will find one of your competitors who will and give them my money. That's logic 101, the idea. And why would you want to eat a cake baked by someone who hates you?
Right, yeah, that makes no sense, right?
But you have people who actively seek out places that they know will discriminate against them in order to weaponize the state against them and to make a large amount of money, like that trans woman who wanted her genitals waxed. And sued the waxing place for not doing it, for saying that they're not qualified to wax male genitalia. And she sought these people out on purpose.
Do people just no longer display the sign that says we refuse the right to refuse service or reserve the right to refuse service to anybody?
They don't have that right anymore. Things like the Equality Act are stripping that away.
And what is it with government naming programs the opposite of what they do? I'm sure that the Equality Act is anything but about being equal, right?
The Inequality
Act.
It certainly doesn't create an equal relationship between consumer and business. And I think that's what, and we don't really need the government to do that in the first place, because ideally we would have a free market society and the free market would do that of its own accord. But like, for instance, if you wanted a cake and somebody didn't want to bake it, you could just go to the competitor. In the long run, the competitor who is willing to bake you that cake makes more money, while the guy who doesn't want to bake cakes for certain people doesn't.
Yeah, you vote with your wallet.
Yeah. But the Therapeutic Fraud Prevention Act, which is more interesting, it would classify conversion therapy, a medically debunked practice of trying to change a person's sexual orientation, as a fraudulent practice. 855-450-3733.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Gray.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the captain speaking.
So I'm curious to see, well, I'm not curious to see, I'm anxious to see the Therapeutic Fraud Prevention Act classify conversion therapy as a fraudulent practice. I don't want the state to do it, obviously, but just about through all of American society, conversion therapy is generally regarded as just nonsense, abuse, torture, psychological torture.
Yeah. Although, but, I mean...
Yet the Republicans enshrined it in their platform in 2016.
If you're going to make something like that illegal, then don't you also have to make... like AA illegal, because that's 100% religion based thing.
It is. I find it fascinating that, you know, so many people have success stories out of AA and things like that, because I mean, it's basically like telling people the solution to your alcohol addiction is God.
Yeah, that's literally what they do. For those of you who don't know, if you are having problems and you're considering going to AA, be, you know, have the information in advance from us now that that is basically the answer. Like, they won't tell you that on your way in. You don't really find out until you're in it. Right, but that is their answer. Your answer, the answer that they say is, "Oh, you just need God.
Get your little Jesus and get off the cocaine."
Yeah, and they they have all of these little pseudoscientific rationale behind it, saying, "Oh, yes, this is totally backed by psychology, but it isn't." And I have to dispute your psychology degree if you're suggesting people treat their addiction with Jesus. Or not necessarily Jesus. It's more Masonic than that. I don't think they ever actually identify what God you're supposed to.
Well, I mean, yeah, they try and keep the verbiage vague, right? They're like, it's not important whom, you know, or which version. It's just important that you have faith.
Yeah, right? Isn't it like belief in a higher power required for completion of the AA program?
I believe so. I've not been through it, so I don't actually know. But
what's the test for that?
Yeah, how do you pass? Oh, I believe now, suddenly, right? Like, oh, do you, right?
I don't know.
But I'm more drawing the parallel here between the two programs, because isn't the reprogramming theory, isn't that also, it's God?
Yeah,
right. Isn't that the basis of that?
It's a little more abusive because it tends to happen to people who are children and who get, you know, quarantined off from the rest of society into camps and things like that for these little therapeutic processes.
Yeah, pray the gay away and all that kind of thing, right?
And to clarify, though, on Jesus, I would say more God, like you were saying, and like if I had to follow somebody like Jesus probably had a good message.
Yeah,
being peaceful and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, that's the irony of Christianity, is that, like, if Christians actually behaved more in the ways of, you know, the guy that they wrote about in the book named Jesus, the world would be a much better place, but they don't. They're all control freaks, and yeah, it's a mess.
Despite federal hate crime data and academic research to the contrary, along with countless anecdotal news stories, the formers, again, that's the we're no longer gay people, that's the ex-gay people, apparently they call themselves the formers, question the existence of anti-LGBTQ discrimination and thus the necessity of such bills. Well, I question the necessity as well, but the discrimination I don't particularly care about.
Can we point these people to questioning the necessity of the state, right? Can we just take the, it's unnecessary, okay, but like, can you carry that just like one step further in your thought process?
That would be fantastic.
Can we encourage them in some way?
Yeah, because without the state, they couldn't do this silliness.
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, for years, the anti-discrimination is becoming the law of the land, you know, but for years, the discrimination was the law of the land.
And how do they enforce that? Like, if this gets passed and somebody violates that, how's it enforced?
Well, in Colorado, there are these civil rights commissions, and in Canada as well, that investigate these matters and then make a decision. Extrajudicial decisions, of course. They're not court systems. There are generally no appeals processes and things like that.
And the penalty would be something monetary, so there would be a fine?
Oh, of course. I mean, is there any other penalty, you know, other than the threat of violence?
And if you don't pay that, the men with guns come?
So, exactly. It all starts with the law being passed, and then they have to build some sort of a bureaucracy, right? The department of how to enforce this new crap, right? And then they have to raise taxes to pay for this new department of how to enforce this new crap, right? And then now all of a sudden you've got a little mini organization that's entire motivation is to keep their organization going. So now they're in the business of manufacturing more reasons why this useless crap is necessary. And so then,
sort
of course,
like the police and the war on drugs.
Exactly like that. It's weird how that
entirely too much time. This is what they're coming up with.
Yeah, and so eventually, yes, you know, somebody, you know, some representative of the government will come to your door and issue you some sort of a fine, or they'll mail it to you, or they'll just take it out of your bank account, depending on, you know, how your relationship with the government is. And then if you refuse to do all of that, then that's when the guys in the costumes with the guns show up. And if you don't do what they tell you, they purport the authority to end your life.
The system by taxation we have is working wondrously.
That was sarcasm, for those unaware.
Yes, taxation is theft. All these are symptoms. The real problem is they steal the money.
Yeah, and then they have to come up with all these sorts of justifications. It's not just money for them, though. It's also power. This is about controlling people and controlling people's behavior more
than
anything
else. Money is definitely the power, that's for sure.
So, according to Kathy Grace Duncan, I live in Portland, and I don't see the discrimination that LGBTQ people talk about. Well, of course not. Not in Portland, Oregon. It's almost like Seattle in its amount of leftism and liberalism. They're asking for certain rights in this legislation, but these are rights that they already have. Jim Doman, founder of Church United, identifies as formerly gay. I love that statement because it's like being gay is no longer something you are or aren't. It's something you can identify as in the same way that a person identifies as a man or a woman, presumably. So they're saying that this guy was never actually, they're implying rather, that this guy was never actually gay. He just identified as gay.
Probably came out and it was a big deal and now is doing this. I mean, a big deal.
Did he have sex with men?
The article doesn't specify.
I mean, that would be the answer right there.
There should be tests to get in these groups. You can't just claim to do this.
I wonder if this group of, what are they, formers?
The formers.
I just wonder if, like, if that's, like, their ruse now, right? Like, they say they're former, but then now they have this big group of people who are former, and maybe they're no longer former in the former group.
It'd be a good name for a band, the formers.
The formers.
So this person says, sexual behavior should not be a protected right. I have to disagree with that. If you're going to have a state, then the liberties of people should be all that state enforces, or protects, rather. And obviously the state can't do that because the state's existence is counter to the protection of those rights. But if any right is to be protected, it should be an individual's right to engage in whatever consensual relationships they want.
Amen.
Changing the Civil Rights Act would create a superclass for anyone identifying as LGBTQ. You know, in the same way that the initial Civil Rights Act created a superclass of black people to rampage all over the country, apparently. The Equality Act treats sexual preference as an elevated class and would strip people of religious freedom. You know, on that note, I do kind of have to agree. Having crimes against you elevated into a special class of, oh, it's especially wrong to beat up a gay dude. I mean, it's wrong to beat up a dude, but it's especially wrong to beat up a gay dude. That's messed up.
Double bad.
Yeah, that's not the way to go about achieving equality. I mean, you can't be equal to someone if you're putting yourself on an elevated platform. And it would strip people of religious freedom, because religious freedom sort of entails the right to practice their religious beliefs. And if their religious beliefs tell them, you know, being gay is a sin and you shouldn't accommodate it, then forcing them to accommodate it becomes a violation of their religious beliefs.
I think Rodney King said it best. Can't we all just get along?
That would be ideal. But Doman did add that unlike African Americans, who are among those protected against discrimination through federal civil rights lawsuits, LGBT people have not been subjected to systemic discrimination and abuse. I guess he's never even heard of Stonewall or...
I'm like, they haven't?
or the millennia of cross-dressers and trans people being burned at the stake, or Joan of Arc being burned at the stake, or any number of LGBTQ people who have, in fact, been subjected to systemic discrimination and abuse. So, Doman, the founder of Church United, the guy who identifies as formerly gay, clearly has a bit of research to do before mouthing off on topics that he doesn't know anything about. But when we get back, civil unrest all over the world, springing up evidently organically. People are throwing off the shackles of the state to whatever degree, and it's a beautiful thing. We're going to get into that, including like Hong Kong. I don't remember any of the other places.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.